These promises are fair. The party's sure and our induction full of prosperous hope.
Lord Mortimer and Cousin Glendower, will you sit down? And Uncle Worcester, a plague upon thee, I have forgot the man.
No, here it is. Sit, Cousin Percy. Sit, good Cousin Hotspur. For by that name, as oft as Lancaster doth speak of you, his cheek looks pale, and with a rising sigh he wisheth you in heaven.
And you in hell, as oft as he hears Owen Glendower spoke of.
I cannot blame him. At my nativity the front of heaven was full of fiery shapes, of burning cressets, and at my birth the frame and huge foundation of the earth shaked like a coward.
Well, so it would have done at the same season if your mother's cat had but kitten, though yourself had never been born.
I say the earth did shake when I was born.
And I say the earth was not of my mind, if you suppose us fearing you it shook.
The heavens were all on fire, the earth did tremble.
Oh, then the earth shook to see the heavens on fire, not in fear of your nativity. Diseased nature oftentimes breaks forth in strange eruptions. Oft the teeming earth is with a kind of colic, pinched and vexed by the imprisoning of unruly wind within her womb, which for enlargement striving shakes the old beldam earth and topples down steeples and moss-grown towers. At your birth, our grandam earth, having this distemperature, in passion shook.
Cousin, of many men I do not bear these crossings. Give me leave to tell you once again that at my birth the front of heaven was full of fiery shapes. The goats ran from the mountains, and the herds were strangely clamorous to the frighted fields. These signs have marked me extraordinary, and all the courses of my life do show I am not in the roll of common men. Where is he living, clipped in with the sea, that chides the banks of England, Scotland, Wales, which calls me pupil or hath read to me? And bring him out that is but woman's son, can trace me in the tedious ways of art, and hold me pace in deep experiments.
I think there's no man speaks better Welsh. Alderdinner.
Peace, Cousin Percy, you will make him mad.
I can call spirits from the vast deep.
Why, so can I, so can any man. But will they come when you do call for them?
Why, I can teach you, cousin, to command the devil.
And I can teach thee, cuz, to shame the devil by telling truth. Tell truth and shame the devil. If thou have power to raise him, bring him hither, and I'll be sworn I have power to shame him hence. Oh, while you live, tell truth and shame the devil.
Come, come, no more of this unprofitable chat.
3 times hath Henry Bolingbroke made head against my power. Thrice from the banks of Wye and sandy bottom 7 have I sent him bootless home and weather-beaten back.
Home without boots and in foul weather, too. How scapes he agues in the devil's name?
Come, here's the map. Shall we divide our right according to our threefold order, Tain?
The Archdeacon hath divided it into 3 limits very equally. England, from Trent to Severn hitherto, by south and east is to my part assigned. All westward, Wales beyond the Severn shore, and all the fertile land within that bound to Owen Glendower. And dear cuz, to you, the remnant northward lying off from Trent. And our indentures tripartite are drawn, which being sealed interchangeably, a business this night may execute. Tomorrow, Cousin Percy, you and I and my good Lord of Worcester will set forth to meet your father and the Scottish power as is appointed us at Shrewsbury. My father Glendower is not ready yet, nor shall we need his help these 14 days. Within that space you may have drawn together your tenants, friends, and neighbouring gentlemen.
A shorter time shall send me to you, lords, and in my conduct shall your ladies come, from whom you now must steal and take no leave, for there will be a world of water shed upon the parting of your wives and you.
Methinks my moiety north from Burton here, in quantity, equals not one of yours. See how this river comes me cranking in, and cuts me from the best of all my land. A huge half moon, a monstrous cantle out. I'll have the current in this place dammed up, and here the smug and silver trench shall run in a new channel, fair and evenly. It shall not wind with such a deep indent, to rob me of so rich a bottom here.
Not wind? It shall, it must. You see it doth.
Yea, but mark how he bears his course. and runs me up with like advantage on the other side, gelding the opposed continent as much as on the other side it takes from you.
Yea, but a little charge will trench him here, and on his north side win this cape of land, and then he runs straight and even.
I'll have it so a little charge will do it.
I'll not have it altered.
Will not you?
No, no, you shall not.
Who shall say me nay?
Why, that will I.
Let me not understand you then. Speak it in Welsh.
I can speak English, lord, as well as you. For I was trained up in the English court, where being but young I frame it to the harp, many an English ditty lovely well, and gave the tongue a helpful ornament, a virtue that was never seen in you.
Mary, and I am glad of it with all my heart. I had rather be a kitten and cry mew than one of these same meter ballad mongers. I had rather hear a brazen canstick turned or a dry wheel grate on the axle tree, and that would set my teeth nothing on edge, nothing so much as mincing poetry. 'Tis like the forced gait of a shuffling nag.
Come, you shall have Trent turned.
I do not care. I'll give thrice so much land to any well-deserving friend. But in the way of bargain, mark ye me, I'll cavil on the ninth part of a hair. Are the indentures drawn? Shall we be gone?
The moon shines fair. You may away by night. I'll haste the writer, and withal break with your wives of your departure hence. I am afraid my daughter will run mad, so much she doteth on her Mortimer.
Fie, cousin Percy, how you cross my father.
I cannot choose. Sometime he angers me with telling me of the mould war and the ant, of the dreamer Merlin and his prophecies, and of a dragon and a finless fish, a clip-winged griffin and a molten raven, a couching lion and a ramping cat, and such a deal of skimble-scamble stuff as puts me from my faith. I tell you what, he held me last night at least 9 hours in reckoning up the several devils' names that were his lackeys. I cried, hum, and well, go to, but marked him, not a word. Oh, he is as tedious as a tired horse, a railing wife, worse than a smoky house. I had rather live with cheese and garlic in a windmill far than feed on cakes and have him talk to me in any summer house in Christendom.
In faith, he is a worthy gentleman. Exceedingly well-read and profited in strange concealments, valiant as a lion and wondrous affable and as bountiful as mines of India. Shall I tell you, cousin, he holds your temper in a high respect and curbs himself even of his natural scope when you come cross his humour, faith he does. I warrant you, that man is not alive might so have tempted him as you have done without the taste of danger and reproof. But do not use it oft. Let me entreat you.
In faith, my lord, you are too willful blame. And since your coming hither have done enough to put him quite beside his patience, you must needs learn, lord, to amend this fault. Though sometimes it shows greatness, courage, blood, and that's the dearest grace it renders you, yet oftentimes it doth present harsh rage, defect of manners, want of government, pride, haughtiness, opinion, and disdain, least of which haunting a nobleman loseth men's hearts, and leaves behind a stain upon the beauty of all parts besides, beguiling them of commendation.
Well, I am schooled. Good manners be your speed. Here come our wives, and let us take our leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English, I no Welsh.
My daughter weeps. She'll not part with you. She'll be a soldier too. She'll to the walls.
Good father, tell her that she and my Aunt Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Vague idea, Modre Percy. Fynnyd yr ôl dy ŵr chrag blaen.
Trist a thawyll mewn unigrwydd graig heb ŵr fel ffynon sychedig.
She is desperate here. A peevish, self-willed harlotry, one that no persuasion can do good upon.
Os rhaid mynd i'r yfylau, dos heb edrych yn ôl ar lygaid yn boddi mewn dagrau tor calonis.
I understand thy looks. That pretty Welsh which thou pourst down from these swelling heavens, I am too perfect in, and but for shame in such a parley should I answer thee.
Pa iaith sydd genim ond iaith yng Nghariad.
I understand thy kisses, and thou mine, and that's a feeling disputation. But I will never be a truant love till I have learned thy language, for thy tongue makes Welsh as sweet as ditties highly penned, sung by a fair queen in a summer's bower, with ravishing division to her lute.
Nay, if you melt, then will she run mad?
Dos gorwedd di mewn tawel hun ar gliniau fi ar ben y hesg, a chanau'n halon tan ddaw cwsg I though his sworn is gallon drum.
Oh, I am ignorance itself in this.
She bids you on the wanton rushes lay you down, and rest your gentle head upon her lap, and she will sing the song that pleaseth you, and on your eyelids crown the god of sleep, charming your blood with pleasing heaviness, making such difference twixt wake and sleep as is the difference betwixt day and night, the hour before the heavenly harness team begins his golden progress in the east.
With all my heart I'll sit and hear her sing. By that time will our book, I think, be drawn.
Do so. And those musicians that shall play to you, hang in the air 1,000 leagues from hence, and straight they shall be here. Sit and attend.
Come, Kate, thou art perfect in lying down. Come, quick, quick, that I may lay my head in thy lap.
Go, ye giddy goose.
Now I perceive the devil understands Welsh. It is no marvel he's so humorous. My lady, he's a good musician.
Then should you be nothing but musical, for you are altogether governed by humours. Lie still, ye thief, and hear the lady sing in Welsh.
I'd rather hear Lady My Branch howl in Irish.
Wouldst thou have thy head broken?
No.
Then be still.
Neither. 'Tis a woman's fault.
Now God help thee.
To the Welsh lady's bed.
What's that?
Peace. She sings.
Not mine in good sooth.
Not yours in good sooth. Ha, you swear like a comfort maker's wife. Not you in good sooth. And as true as I live, and as God shall mend me, and as sure as day, and give us such sarsenate surety for thy oaths as if thou never walkst further than Finsbury. Swear me, Kate, like a lady, as thou art, a good mouth-filling oath, and leave in sooth and such protest of pepper gingerbread to velvet guards and Sunday citizens. Come, sing.
I will not sing.
'Tis the next way to turn tailor or be redbreast teacher. And the indentures be drawn, I'll away within these 2 hours. And so, come in when ye will.
Come, come, Lord Mortimer. You are as slow as hot Lord Percy is on fire to go. By this our book is drawn. We'll but seal, and then to horse immediately.
With all my heart.